daughter who attended Harper Valley Junior High. Well, her daughter came home one afternoon and didn't even stop to play. And she said, Mama, got a note here from the Harper Valley PTA. Well, the note said, Mrs. Johnson, you're wearing your dress is way too high. It's reported you've been drinking and are running around with men and going wild. And we don't believe you ought to be bringing up your little girl this way. And it was signed by the secretary, Harper Valley PTA. Surprised when Mrs. Johnson wore her mini skirt into the room. And as she walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say. She said, I'd like to address this meeting off the Harper Valley PTA. Well, there's Bobby Taylor sitting there, and seven times he's asked me for a date. Sure seems to use a lot of ice whenever he's away. And Mr. Baker, can you tell us why your secretary had to leave this town? And shouldn't Gwyneth Jones be told to keep her window shades off or completely down? You'll smell Shirley Thompson's breath. You'll find she's had a little nip of gin. And then you have the nerve to tell me you think that as a mother I'm not fit. Well, this is just a little Peyton Place and you're all Harper Valley hypocrites. No, I wouldn't put you on because it really did. It happened just this way.
About the wild side of life, as I listen to the words you are saying, it brings memories when I was a trustful wife. It wasn't God who made honky tonk angels, as you said in the words of song. Too many times married men think they're still single. That has caused many a good girl to go wrong. It's a shame that all the blame is on us women. It's not true that only you men feel the same. From the start, most every heart that's ever broken was because there always was a man to blame. It wasn't God who made honky-tonk angels, as you said in the words of your song. Too many times married men think they're still single. That has caused many a good girl to go wrong.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
You know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
Yeah, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, anything, you need to tell an adult, someone you know and trust. That can be hard, but speaking up about a problem is what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
All right.
Yeah, I've been in a room of pride. My mama says she wants to wipe her eye. Papa says she don't be foolish like she never been to school. And God, it is no wonder he's a perfect
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Sunday morning brings the dawn in. It's just a restless feeling my side. Early dawning, Sunday morning. It's just the wasted years so close behind. Watch out, the world's behind you. There's always someone around you who will call. It's nothing at all. Sunday morning, and I'm falling. I've got a feeling I don't want to know. All the streets you crossed not so long ago. Watch out, the world's behind you. There's always someone around you who will call. It's nothing at all.
WRCT, Pittsburgh. get my back inside. You know my head don't hurt me, baby. Honey, just my back inside. Tell that doctor come. He may cool my fever. Lord, tell that doctor come. Lord, may cool my fever. Lord, tell the doctor come. You got a few dimes. Lord, don't mistreat nobody, baby, cause you got a few dimes. Lord, you must always remember you ain't gonna be up all the time. Lord, you ain't gonna be up all the time. Lord, remember, Lord, you ain't gonna be up all the time. Promise my baby I gonna buy a V-Ray 4. Lord, I promise my baby I gonna buy a V-Ray 4. Promise me, baby, how you gonna stay right home? If you promise me, Lord, you gonna stay right home, Lord, Lord. Thank you.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Here's a song all about my deep devotion and love to the banjo. Yeah, there's a lot of jokes about the banjo. Silver strings are really fun to play. I learned a lot of jokes about the banjo. I try to memorize a new one every day. I admit that the banjo isn't sexy. It makes all the pretty girls run away. I learned a thing or two about the banjo. Like the finest birth control is when you play. The world is full of jokes about the banjo. Some so bad they leave you in dismay. There's millions of jokes about the banjo. Here's a few to brighten up your day. What's the best way to tune a banjo? Wire cutters. You know, most banjo players spend half their career tuning and the other half playing out of tune. You know the difference between a banjo and a fish? You can tune a fish. How do you know the stage is level, John? Banjo player drools out of both sides of his mouth. What's the difference between a banjo and a yugo? You can tune a yugo. I know, most of you are going, what's a yugo? All the banjo players are going, what's tuning? What's the definition of an optimist? That's a banjo player with a pager. What do you say to a banjo player in a three-piece suit? Will the defendant please rise? Hey, Howard.
Yes, Michael.
What's the difference between a banjo and a puppy? Eventually, the puppy stops whining. What's the definition of a gentleman? Someone who knows how to play the banjo, but doesn't. What does a banjo and a lawsuit have in common? Everybody feels better when the case is closed. How do you get a banjo player's eyes to sparkle? You shine a flashlight in his ears. How do you make a banjo player slow down, John? Put sheet music in front of him. Hey, Howard.
Yes, Michael.
Why are there no banjos in the movie Star Wars? Because it's the future. And finally, my favorite banjo joke of all. What do you call a beautiful woman on the arms of a banjo player? A tattoo. A lot of jokes about the banjo. Silver strings are really fun to play. There's millions of jokes about the banjo. I memorize a new one every day. I admit the banjo isn't sexy. It chases all those pretty girls away. But one thing that I've learned about the banjo, the finest birth control is when you play. Well, the world is full of jokes about the banjo. Some so bad they leave you in dismay. There's millions of jokes about the banjo. I hope you enjoyed a few today.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norwood, your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Asthma affects 25 million people nationwide, and every day 10 people die with it, with African American women and children being most at risk. Early warning signs include coughing, especially at night, or with exercise and wheezing. Almost all asthma can be effectively managed with a good action plan. So talk with your doctor today, and for more information, visit aawellnessproject.org.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
Thank you. child ain't all he should be now. This girl will put him right. I'll show him what he could be now. Just give me one night. I'm the gypsy, the acid queen. Hey, before we start, I'm the gypsy, the acid queen. I'll tear your soul apart. Give us a room and close the door. Leave us for a while. Your boy won't be a boy no more. Young but not
always it's got such a suffering. little fingers never seen him fall. That deaf dumb and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.
WRCT Pittsburgh, when it doesn't make any sense.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Push something. Say if you have a start, you must have a end. Say if you have a paper, you pass me the pen. But tell your yellow man I'm too much girlfriend. Can't offer the matter, but me not have no girlfriend. You are idiot, boy, me have a 110. Say all of them, them have yellow children. All of them, them have yellow children. Some live a Kingston, and don't have me a pen. None of them ask me how me have enough girlfriend. Two arguments, I have enough arguments, Lord. Arguments, I have enough arguments. Me enter in the House of Parliament. Prime Minister and his wife have to keep silent. A true yellow man, a chat intelligent. They put me in the court, the judge say you're innocent. Two arguments, I have enough arguments. Sanja should have been with me girlfriend. Hey, Lady Anne should have been me girlfriend. Make a zungo, zungo, go zungo, zen. Hey, you know fi jump fi happy or joy. You know fi call yellow man no boy. Nobody take John Jeff the toy. Me red eye lad them call him you right. Zungo, zungo, go zungo, zen. Watch it, zungo, zungo, go zungo, zen. You lick of violence, you smoke ice shen. You deal with violence, you go down silent. But tell your yellow man come fi tell them again. You live a Kingston or you live a me a pen. Say if you have a rooster, you must have a hen. And if you have a star, you must have a hen. But watch yellow man come fi rap them again, Lord. Zungo, zungo, go zungo, zeng. Watch it. Zungo, zungo, go zungo, zeng. Hey, jump fi happy, miss a jump fi joy. You know fi take yellow man fi boy. You know fi take yellow man fi time. Zungo, zungo, go zungo, zen. Hey, kushum peng, kushushushum peng. But in your yellow voice, it sound like FM. The other rest of voice sound like AM. But in your yellow man, come fi rock them again. You could a live a Kingston, mobi a me a pen car. Zungo, zungo, go zungo, zen. Hey, zungo, zungo, go zungo, zen. Hey, no fi call yellow man, no boy. You fi jump fi happiness and jump fi joy. Zungo, zungo, go zungo, zen. Ka yellow man have enough girlfriend. Ka watch a mami come fi tell them again. Ka yellow man come fi mash them again, Lord.
Yeah, are you ready? Zigga-zang, zigga-zigga-zang. something like that. Winston Foster, a.k.a. Yellow Man, taking it back there in the archives. And we also heard from the Joyride Rhythm, taking it back to some years ago, too, made popular by Tanya Stevens. We can't play her song. Sorry. Yeah, one-to-one reggae for Sunday.
With me.
Thank you.
It's rock.
I didn't really want to recite this poem because I wrote it when I was 20. I wrote this poem more or less to express how the youth of my generation felt at that particular time. This is around 1972. Some people have told me years after that it was prophetic, but when I was writing it, I didn't think I was prophesying anything. I thought I was stating the obvious. Time come. It soon come. It soon come. Look out, look out, look out. Fruit soon ripe, fi take we bite. Strength soon come, fi we fling we might. It soon come. It soon come. Look out, look out, look out. We feel bad. We look sad. We smoke weed. And if your eyes sharp, read the violence now we eye. We gon' smash the sky with we bad, bad blood. Look out, look out, look out. It soon come. It soon come. Is the shadow walking behind you? Is I stand up right before you? Look out. But it's too late now. I did warn you. When you fling me in a prison, I did warn you. When you kill Oluwole, I did warn you. When you beat Joshua Francis, I did warn you. When you pick Panda Panthers, I did warn you. When you jack me up against the wall, I didn't bawl, but I did warn you. Now you see fire burning in my eye. You smell badness pan my breath. Feel violence, violence bursting out of me. Look out! It's too late now. I did warn you. I hope you're happy, Max. It's a poem I wrote as a contribution to a campaign that was being waged in the black communities against the infamous SUS law, SUS being short for suspicion. The Vagrancy Act from the time of Queen Victoria, which had been dormant on the statute books, rediscovered by racist police officers when the black youth of my generation emerged on the scene in this country. And you would be arrested and charged and jailed for attempting to steal from persons unknown. There was never a victim produced in court to give evidence against you. It was your word against the police officer. And as long as he was able to convince the magistrate that he had reasonable grounds to believe that you intended to commit the crime, that was all that was required. And it was a successful campaign. The law was abolished, but of course, it was replaced with another law which meant more or less something similar. So it's a letter written from prison, addressed to a mother somewhere in the Caribbean, and the writer of the letter is trying to explain to his mother the circumstances of his imprisonment with his younger brother. Sonny's letter. Brixton Prison, Jeb Avenue, London, Southwest 2, England. Dear Mama, good day. I hope that when these few lines reach you, they may find you in the best of health. Mama, I really don't know how to tell you this, cause I did make a solemn promise to take care of little Jim and try my best to look out for him. Mama, I really did try my best. But nonetheless, I'm sorry to tell you, sir, poor little Jim get a rest. It was the middle of the rush hour when everybody just a hustle and a bustle to go home for them evening shower. Me and Jim stand up waiting upon a bus, not causing no fuss, when all on a sudden a police van pull up. Out jump three policemen, the whole of them carrying baton. Them walk straight up to me and Jim. One of them hold on to Jim, say him taking him in. Jim tell him to let go of him, for him not done nothing. And him not thief, not even a button. Jim start for wriggle. The police start for giggle. Mama, make I tell you what them do to Jim. Mama, make I tell you what them do to him. Them thump him in him belly and it turn to jelly. Them lick him pan him back and him rib get pop. Them lick him pan him head but it tough like lead. Them kick him in him seed and it started to bleed. Mama, I just couldn't stand up there and not do nothing. So me juk one in him eye and him started to cry. Me thump one in him mouth and him started to shout. Me kick one pan him shin and him started to spin. Me thump him pan him chin and him drop pan a bin and crash. And dead. Mama, more policemen come down and beat me to the ground. Them charge Jim for sus. Them charge me for murder. Mama, don't fret. Don't get depressed and downhearted. Be of good courage. Till I hear from you, I remain your son, Sonny. It's all right, it's all right. I want to do this poem called It No Funny because I recorded it on my Forces of Victory album. This is one of my poems that work with music or without music, I think. It's talking about the rebel generation to which I belong. Unlike our parents, who were a bit more constrained in the way they could fight racial injustice because they had responsibilities, they had families to consider. They couldn't just walk off the job every time they were racially abused. Well, that generation really is the heroic generation as far as John LaRose, my mentor, is concerned. You know, the so-called Windrush generation, the heroic generation. And John called them the heroic generation because of what they were able to achieve in spite of the racially hostile environment they found themselves in. And this provided a solid foundation for the second generation, which I belong to, but they were more constrained in the fight back against racial injustice. My generation didn't have those kind of considerations, you know, and we refuse to tolerate the things our parents sometimes reluctantly tolerated. We rebelled. This poem describes a section of that rebel generation to which I belong. It's called It No Funny. People saying this, people saying that about the youth of today, how them carrying on away. And it not funny. It not funny. Them would take chance to get a little Kyle. Them would take chance to live it up a while. Them would take chance to live it up in style. Them would take chance to go jump and prance. Them would take chance. And them love blues dance. Them would take chance.